teachers from all different levels, apart from universities, made a resolution that today, Monday, they will not be in schools teaching. And we made it clear to everybody after giving a notice to government of 90 days as required by law. And subsequently, government, of course, has come up with its own statement insisting schools should open. And we're saying, yes, schools may open, but we're saying a school without teachers is only a building. We cannot pretend that things are going on well. We shall expect some government officials to intimidate teachers. But teachers are resolved, and I'm sure they have taken action. And even if any teachers are harassed and coerced to come to school, I'm sure without doubt these teachers are not teaching, and parents should not be deceived that teachers are teaching. Any teacher who goes to school will actually be pretending, but I'm very sure today all teachers in the country in public schools are going to teach.
We heard reports that teachers' representatives were meeting President Museveni as part of government effort to resolve your concerns and your demands. Why are you going on strike when talks are ongoing to resolve your concerns?
Yes, we met the president, and the president put a team, a committee of technocrats who are supposed to look through the budget and show where money could come from. We are lucky to be part of the team. We went and pointed at the money, which was meant for luxuries like entertainment, like periodicals and some newspapers. When they have them on the net and they can read them clearly there, and because all these offices are facilitated with internet, that they want this for foreign trips, even where they go and don't make reports, that they want this money for end-of-year parties. We said, yes, we need those, but they should make adjustments and reduce the cost of spending on those areas where they can be put off, and also give the part to the teachers. And this team was adamant, and we put our position clear to the Minister of Education and to the President. And that is the major dispute. The dispute and negotiation machinery team act was in place, and we negotiated also with the government. The chair of the negotiation council, Mr. Claudius Orenye, wrote it to government. We have evidence to that. But the government is a little bit adamant. The only maybe thing we see is that the parliament has now, on Friday, they rejected the budget of education and insisted that the budget of education should include this increment, meaning that even in parliament they see there is money, but the executive is a little bit adamant, and we are insisting we need this money because it was agreed from 2011 that it will be structured for the next 3 years.
So what specific demands are you making? I know you're making for better living conditions, but what is the percentage of increase? What are your demands?
20% increase, and 20% increase translates into about 60,000, which is about $40, something like that.
Earlier on, you said you think the government officials will want to intimidate teachers. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, the government has issued statements that the RDCs, the COWs, the rest should make sure that these teachers are forced into school. And we are saying, look, that would be even more disastrous, because one thing I know for sure as a professional is that even if you force a teacher to class, if he's not going to teach, learning will not take place.
So what do you do if the government take action to withhold your salaries and there's a backlash?
Of course, we know government can do anything, and we prepared for any backlash, including an attempt to chase the teachers away from the job.
Will you be holding demonstration, or it's just that you are not going to the classroom? And how long do you anticipate this to last?
We have said as long as government doesn't give us the pay, we shall hold our guns and we shall not go to classrooms to teach. And we are even encouraging teachers not to come to school. And that's why we have told parents they risk sending their children to schools where there are no teachers to protect them.
So what should Ugandans expect as you begin your strike this morning?
We have encouraged all Ugandans, one, to protect the interests of the child, forget about anything else. And we have said the government should act, because the government holds the key, it has the money, and tomorrow, if it is done, we are ready to settle down to class and teach these children to our best.